You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is Dave Freeland, your host on Sounds of Joy, inviting you to listen Sunday mornings at 6 on WCNO FM.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Don't be standing in your house on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday yelling at your wife and cussing at the kids and talking about how bad it is and all this and that and everything. Then get down here in church during praise and worship and going, "God, I believe you can do anything. You can do it all." And God's going, "I heard you Tuesday, I heard you Wednesday, and I heard you Thursday. What is it? I heard you." Somebody shout, "I heard you." God's saying, "I heard you when you said, I want out of this marriage. I heard you when you said your marriage was cursed. I heard you when you yelled at the kids. I heard you when you said you ain't going to make it. I heard you. I heard you." Somebody shout, "I heard you." I heard you say he was no good. I heard you say she was no good. Come on, how many know God hears every word you speak? We just get rambling on. We don't even know God's aware of what we're saying, but he listens to everything. He hears it all. He said, "I'm listening to what you say, because by your words you are justified and by your words you are condemned. You better put a guard over your mouth." Amen. And watch what you say, because your words have power. Amen. Oftentimes when we speak in frustration, what's coming up out of our mouth is really a truth that we believe in our heart that we keep trying to deny. But see, the thing is God wants us to get set free from something that we believe to be true that's condemning us. When we say things like, "I ain't no good," it's because somewhere on the inside we really believe that lie. And we allow it to dictate our life. And then all we do is spend our life trying to manage consequences. And wear a mask and make people think we're something that we're not. And I'm okay. But really, you're all tore up inside and you don't know who you are. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 says this, "Let us hold fast to our confession." King James says profession. "Let us hold fast to our confession of faith." Somebody say, "Hold fast." Hold fast. I mean, the writer of Hebrews wouldn't have told you to hold fast if it was something you couldn't lose. You got to hold fast to it. It means there's somebody is contending for your profession. Somebody is contending for your confession. If you didn't have, you wouldn't have to fight for it if you didn't have to. Come on, help me, amen. That means there's going to be very difficult circumstances in your life. They're going to come and try to make you give up. There's going to be things in your life where you're going to want to throw in the towel. There's going to be times when you feel like you can't go on. And he says, hold fast to your profession. Hold fast to your confession. You say, "Well, what's the difference?" I mean, pro is a prefix. Everybody say prefix. Pro means before. Provision is stuff that God gives us ahead of time. You don't even know you need it. He's already making a way for you. He provides it ahead of time. Con, C-O-N. Everybody say con. It don't always mean against. It has a different meaning. It's not always pros and cons. Pro is a prefix. It means beforehand. Con means to go with. It's something that's conformed or convoluted. It's something that goes with the flow. It meshes into it. Amen? So watch this. You have a profession and you have a confession. Your profession is what you're saying ahead of time before you ever get there and you ever need it. That's your profession. Because you recognize that your words are building a roadway for your journey for you to walk on to get you to the destination of your life. And that way you're speaking it into your life so when you get there, you can occupy your destiny. My profession. Amen? You recognize that God's given you a promise. You recognize that God's given you a destiny. You recognize that you have a life of purpose. Huh? He said, I'm blessed and highly favored. Amen? So I might be broke, busted, and disgusted, but my profession is I am blessed and highly favored. Amen. God's made a way for me. Amen? I'm not going to talk about where I'm at. I'm talking about where I'm going. Amen. I'm not going to talk about what's behind me. I'm talking about where God's taking me. Amen? See, that's how we know who real faith people are. You want to know who the real faith people are? It's going to be somebody that's talking about where they're headed, not where they're at. Most of the time when I minister to people at the altar, it's because they're dealing with where they're at. And God's saying, you got to change the way you think and start dealing with where you're going. Because where you're at is not where you're staying. It's a launching pad. It's a point of reference from where I'm taking you from. Come on, do you believe that this morning? So my confession means this. It means that I agree with God. It doesn't matter what shows up in my life. I agree with what God said. God says, Jason, you're an overcomer. So I say, Jason, you're an overcomer. God says, Jason, you can do it all. I say, Jason, you can do it all. God says, Jason, you're blessed. I say, Jason, you're blessed. So what am I doing? I'm building a highway to get there, and I'm agreeing with God along the journey. I'm professing and confessing the truth of God's word over my life. Amen? Come on, y'all believe that? It's in the Bible. Turn to Philemon, chapter 1, verse 4. He says this, I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers, hearing of your love and faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints, that the sharing of your faith, somebody say the sharing of your faith, may become effective. That word effective literally means to become alive, to become energized. The acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. He says, your faith, you have your faith energized when you keep on acknowledging all the good works of God. Amen. So you want to stir your faith up, then you got to start talking about the good things of God. It energizes your faith. And this is hard, guys. This is hard if you got a religious mindset, if you were brought up in a religious church, because we didn't do that, amen? Religion makes you believe there's nothing you can do to make your life any better. There's nothing you can do to add any value to your life. He said this. He said, your faith is energized when you keep on acknowledging the good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. How many believe this morning that Jesus Christ is good? Come on, how many believe he's patient? How many believe he's a lover of your soul? How many believe he's victorious? Come on, all you got to do is keep acknowledging that. Just keep acknowledging it in your life. How many believe that he lives on the inside of your heart? Come on, through the third person of the Trinity, through the Holy Ghost, he's on the inside of you. You're the temple of the Holy Ghost, amen? So everything that's true of Jesus is true of me. I might not look like it, I might not feel like it, I might not act like it, but I'm telling you right now, my profession and my confession is that I am got Christ in me and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm not overcome by the world, but I overcome the world. I'm not down and out, I'm up and in, baby. I'm on my way. I got a plan and a destiny in Jesus today, amen? You know what I do? I thank God that I'm righteous. I know that might sound like a Pharisee to some of you, but that's my confession because Jesus is righteous. And he said, when he's in me, I'm like him. So I thank God that I'm righteous. I thank God that I'm holy. I thank God that I'm victorious. I thank God that I'll overcome. I thank God that I'm on my way. Somebody give him praise. Hallelujah. And he said, the more that I do that, the more my faith gets energized. Huh? Now, how many of you know every day you get up going, I ain't got what it takes. I can't do it. I ain't never going to get there. I can't overcome this addiction. I can't break these habits. Listen to me. You will never overcome your habits by admitting that you have them. Never. Come on. Some of us ain't been an alcoholic for 25 years and we'll go to a meeting and say, well, my name's Jason and I'm alcoholic. Stop agreeing with a lie. My name's Jason. I used to be that, but I ain't that no more. I'm the redeemed of the Lord. I'm a blessed child of God.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
the power and the glory, be the strength and majesty to the Lamb upon the throne, be the grace forevermore, be the power.
Soldier, he can